Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, it's been an interesting week. I was taking notes of things I needed to make sure I mentioned.
Notes?
Yes.
You don't usually have a lot of notes.
I don't, but today I do. You know, next week we have a franchising show, so a lot of our listeners have been requesting more about franchising, so tune in next week. Great show this morning. The Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber is here to talk to us about the Business Expo 2010. And I also discovered a new company. We got a PR request from Vegetable Husband. Are you familiar with Vegetable Husband?
No, I am not.
They deliver to your home for, I think it's $35, a basket of
vegetables.
Organic
fresh
vegetables.
Local farm vegetables. They don't go to Costco and...
Gosh, I hope not. But they're going to be guests coming up as well.
I can't wait because that's good. That's important.
It is. It really is. And they'll need some farm fresh eggs to go with that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You're working your way in there?
I am up to my ears in eggs.
What do you do with them all?
Well, like, it's sad. This morning, my dogs had eggs for breakfast.
That's what you're feeding your pets?
Chickens had scrambled eggs for breakfast. It's ridiculous. I can't
give them away fast enough.
I don't have enough cartons. So, listeners, you want to be a guest on the Atlanta Business Radio Show?
You know what? If they give you cartons with, they can put their logo on it, maybe.
There we go. Maybe we need to market that.
Yeah, and the Auto Farms brand.
Auto Farm Fresh Eggs can never have enough. Speaking of never being able to have enough, we can never have enough of Sandy Springs business because being in Sandy Springs, it's so important to support the local chambers. And very fortunate this morning to have with us Lindsay Kling from the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here today.
Lindsay, give us maybe an update on the chamber and, you know, those that are in Sandy Springs. What's the combination Sandy Springs Perimeter? Tell us the status of the chamber.
Well, we have been the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber for just over 2 years now. Prior to that time, we were actually the Sandy Springs Business Association, which a lot of listeners probably remember, the SSBA. We are now located in the 7000 Central Park building over here, not far from where Atlanta Business Radio is. We are new residents of the 7000 Central Park building, and we are just growing as a chamber. We are over 400 members strong now and growing all the time. So we really are excited to be in the perimeter area as well and be closer to some of the businesses over there, and we're really looking to expand into that market a little bit more too.
I know there were some statistics recently about the big businesses in Sandy Springs. I noticed you've actually gotten some of them involved.
Mm-hmm. We have. We certainly have. As a matter of fact, with our upcoming Business Expo on March the 4th, we have the president of UPS's Southeast Region, Mr. Rocky Romanella, is going to be the keynote speaker at the luncheon, and we are just thrilled. We cannot be more happy about that and really look forward to hearing what he has to say. Of course, you know, for our small business members of the chamber, what he has to say and what UPS is doing in this community is will impact them too. So we really hope that both small and large businesses will be there at the luncheon, and we'll look forward to hearing what Mr. Romanella has to say. And of course, we have some involvement from Cox now within the chamber as well, and Newell Rubbermaid. And again, UPS has been very supportive, and we look to get them even more involved.
Now, what's the ratio of the big, large companies like that and the small to mid-sized companies, do you know, in the chamber?
In the chamber, our membership is comprised right now of about 80% small businesses, and then the rest are medium to large-sized businesses. We and we do say small business, we mean 50 and under employees.
Right.
So, you know, still, you know, fairly big, but it is about 80%, 20% right now.
And how's the growth been in terms of membership?
As far as the size of the businesses?
Well,
or
over the number of people participating in the chamber, chamber members.
We are over 400 members now.
Wow.
And we're growing all the time. We're really looking to this year also do a really intensive membership campaign, which we have done membership campaigns in the past. We just haven't been able to really focus on them as much as we'd like to, simply because we are a small staff and we've always had events like this expo going on, which take a lot of time from the staff and the board members as well. But we really hope to get kind of a really focused and intensive membership campaign going here rather soon, actually.
Now, what would be a reason that a business owner would want to be a member of this chamber as opposed to, like, the Atlanta Chamber?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the local representation that you might not get from being a member of the Atlanta
right.
Chamber. We have really close relationships with the city council people here in Sandy Springs. Of course, we are getting to know some of the city council folks in Dunwoody as well. We work with them and we talk to them and we're around them on, you know, a near daily basis. And so we really can advocate for your business. If you're having a problem, you know, with promoting your business and you want to know more about the sign ordinances or what have you, we have committees that we've generated to kind of really look at the sign ordinance. And then we take our recommendations to the city council. So we try to really maintain those close relationships. And I think that is a huge benefit
right.
of being a member of the Sandy Springs
right.
Premier Chamber.
Right, because that saves you time and money, and you have the connections to kind of
exactly.
move things forward.
Exactly, because as again, 80% of our members are small businesses, and they don't have the time to go and battle City Hall if they're having
right.
a problem with the sign ordinance, but we do, and we can, and that's what we want to do. We obviously exist to improve the business community and to make all of the business owners' lives a little bit easier.
Right.
I've been to several chamber events. It's an active chamber.
It is.
Before we get into the expo, can you maybe tell our listeners what are some of the things as a member you have to look forward to? I've been to the lunches.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to, you know, evening events. Tell us some of the regular events that you have.
I'm so glad that you asked because we do have so much going on a monthly basis. We have so many different events. We do actually right now, we've developed about just over a year ago now, something called Networking at Noon that we do on a twice monthly basis. It's the second and fourth Thursday of every month. And it's a real leads group or leads based kind of meeting. People go with the intent of walking away, hopefully with a new customer or a new connection to a potential customer. We do that meeting at Nancy G's Cafe. And it's about an hour and a half. It's 11:15 to 1 o'clock. And people come in, and there's some open networking initially while registration's going on. And then everyone has a minute to stand up and talk about their business and what a good lead would be for them. And that's really how that meeting works. Then we also do a monthly business after hours, which is just another good networking opportunity, a way to meet some potential customers and, you know, simply make friends with other chamber members too, which is great because, you know, we all know people want to do business with their friends. And then we do the monthly bagels and business meeting at the Westin Atlanta North, which is our biggest meeting that we do. We have, gosh, anywhere from 80 to 100 people in any given month that come
at
to those.
Least.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
seen
big.
Well over 100.
It's big. It is. And we always have a different keynote speaker, so you can come and really walk away with some good knowledge. This month's speaker was on transportation, actually, and we had the folks from the city of Sandy Springs there talking about some of the local transportation projects and how they would affect your business and the businesses here in this area. So that was real informative. And then, of course, we do different things within the Small Business Council. They do their own events, too. And then we have the 400 Club, which is the Chamber's Young Professionals group that does two events a month as well for young professionals. So a lot of information I just gave you, but there's a lot that we have going on.
Is everything on the website?
Yeah.
It is on the website. And it's a mouthful and it's long to type, but it's SandySpringsPerimeterChamber.org. And there's a calendar of events on there and all kinds of good information.
So tell us about the expo. How did this come about? Is it the first?
This is the second actually,
okay.
The second annual business expo. And we are just so excited. Of course, last year being the first year, we learned an awful lot about what we wanted to do this year again and what we, you know, what we might not do again. So that's helped us a lot as we've been planning this event. And we really wanted to focus this year on making it all about the businesses that are participating. We really wanted to get back to them and really make sure that we were focusing on getting them a lot of attendees inside that expo hall and, again, hopefully getting them some business from this event.
Where is it?
It's at the Westin Atlanta North, which is over there in the concourse by the King and the Queen buildings. Real easy to find. And they are so gracious. And this is the second year that they're hosting us. And the space just works so well for us because we have the expo, and then we also have a seminar that takes place that afternoon, and of course we have the luncheon that will kick off the entire event. So we can do everything there, and it works real well. People just have to walk down the hall, and we really like that.
And it's March 4th?
It is Thursday, March 4th, so it's a week from tomorrow. And the luncheon is at 12, and it goes until 1 o'clock. And the tickets for the luncheon are $50. You can also purchase a table of 8 for $375. So we give you a little break there if you want to purchase a table. And again, that's Mr. Rocky Romanella from UPS that will be speaking to us at the luncheon. And we'll also hear from the president of RBC Bank, which we're very excited about. RBC Bank is the presenting sponsor of the expo. So they have been very, very generous and so supportive. And then the expo hall itself will open at 1 o'clock and it stays open until 5:30. So 4.5 hours for our exhibitors to really get a chance to network and all that good stuff. So we hope that they get some business done there. And then right after that, we wanted to give them an opportunity to do some networking with one another and with the sponsors, because we figure, you know, there's a lot of business to be done just within that group of people. Sure. That'll be there. So we're just going to have a fun after-hours event that there'll be a cash bar and just something at the end of a long day of talking and standing and all that good stuff that people will be able to kind of unwind while they're packing up their booths and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned RBC. I want to introduce our next guest, Corey Jackson. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
From RBC Bank. Now, tell us, there are so many banks. Obviously, RBC has some special things that they do. We want to hear about your business, and then we also want to hear how you got involved in the expo and the chamber.
Sure. RBC Bank is it appears to be a small bank in the market, but we're a global bank. But we do have a community bank type feel. So if you walk into one of our branches, you'll notice that we greet you by name, and we always have that personable touch. How did we get involved with the Chamber? The Chamber actually has been our biggest supporter since we opened. Of course, we first met at our ribbon cutting, and Lindsay actually, without knowing me from anyone else in the community, she extended that service to us and set up that ribbon cutting. So they've always been very supportive of us. So that's the reason why we decided to give back to the Chamber. And I think a question was asked earlier, what makes the Sandy Springs Chamber different from the Atlanta Metro Chamber? It's those types of things, the personal touch that we receive from the Chamber, and it's easy to navigate through, and you can always build those personable relationships within the Chamber.
What's your role at the bank?
I'm actually the manager of business and personal banking. So I handle medium to large size companies, as well as private banking customers, but we also do handle your day-to-day banking transactors as well.
Had you been in other communities and worked with other chambers in the past?
I've been a member of the North Fulton Chamber, mm-hmm. as well as the Atlanta Metro Chamber, and I'm not taking anything away from those chambers.
Sure.
But once again, I think that I get the biggest bang for my buck at the Sandy Springs Chamber.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would imagine too. Just you want to engage the community in which you have your business or in which you live, and the Sandy Springs Chamber definitely does that. Now, as far as is RBC a Canadian bank? I mean, where am I getting the Canadian connection here?
It is a Canadian bank, so we're backed by our sisters and big brothers up in Canada. So that's one of the strongest economies in the world. So, needless to say, that we're one of the strongest banks in the market right now.
But you're also very generous in how you give back. I mean, as far as sponsoring charitable events and
sure.
community events.
Sure, sure. That's actually at the core of our business model. I mean, our business model is to give back to the community, help the community grow, enhance the community, and in terms of the community will give back to us as RBC Bank, and we just build a healthy community together. So that's actually at the core of our the core of our business model.
And what's your involvement with the expo?
I'm actually the expo chair. I had hair actually before I started this, so I lost all of that. But it's been easy to work with Lindsay. She's actually the brain of the operations, and she already had a blueprint already laid out for her. So it was fairly easy for me just to jump into that role.
Now, what is the role of the chairperson?
Well, actually, we wear many hats once again.
Sure.
I was responsible for gaining sponsorships, mm-hmm. As well as exhibitors and things of that nature and laying out the program. So, actually, I've been involved in every phase of the planning.
Now, when you were organizing this, you built a committee from chamber members around?
Absolutely, and board members as well, uh-huh. mm-hmm. board members, and people who just wanted, who had a passion about the expo and wanted to, who saw the benefit
right.
In the expo and who wanted to participate. So we built a pretty good committee.
Now, what was the biggest challenge, getting sponsors, getting attendees, or getting?
Well, if you know, I don't have to tell you, it's a rough economy out
yeah.
there, and asking for sponsorships right now is like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a taboo question, but... anyway, I mean, we found some great companies that actually believe in the expo, believe in the chamber. So I think the hardest part was the sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
The attendees will come because they know we built the brand. The attendees will be there. It's just, I would say, the sponsorships.
Mm-hmm. Are there still exhibitor opportunities available?
There is. We're down to about, 10 spots left? And
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be taking exhibitors up until Monday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's still a few spots left.
So if you're listening to the show, what a great way to get involved. Are there different sizes or different levels? I mean, tell us about that.
There are different booths, and yes, I mean, we will take exhibitors right up until, as Corey said, Monday afternoon, right until I have to start getting the programs and all that stuff together. There are different sizes of booths. We have a smaller booth that is an 8x8 space, and then we have what we call our premium booth, which is a 10x10 space. And the differences in those are that the premium booth has electrical access, whereas the regular booth does not have any electrical access. So, and again, it's a slightly larger space. But yes, there are opportunities. And if you go to the expo website, which is sspcexpo.org, there is registration forms on there and all kinds of good information about participating.
Well, I think it's time to introduce our next guest because she is participating and she's also a chamber member. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Delois Babiker.
Thank you.
First of all, tell us about Intellectual Concepts.
Intellectual Concepts is a woman minority-owned IT integration firm. We also focus on health IT and providing EMR, project management, and change management services.
And what is your role at...
I'm the CEO, the secretary, the garbage picker, whatever needs to be done.
So did you start the company?
I started the company in 2004 when I was at that time a resident of the Washington, D.C. area. And I moved here via marriage. And things happen as you live life. And I decided with the transition of leaving the state as a consultant, let me dust off my old company and rebrand it. And that's what I'm doing today.
And a hot topic, too. I mean,
it is.
EMRs and
it is. And my focus is clearly in the federal, state, and local market. I mean, I'll take commercial business, but I have to follow where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the money is in the federal and state local market.
Interesting. Now, how has the chamber helped your business?
Oh, it's helped a great deal. I first went to networking at noon. And I go out to various chambers and events to try to, size them up. What they're like, what their culture, personality. Because at this stage in my life, being a seasoned leader, it's very important that it's a win-win for myself as a win-win for the chamber. And it was after the first network at noon, I went and I spoke to one of their sales reps, and I signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I live in Sandy Springs. It was close to home. Go back to what Corey said, being intimate, being able to go to a grocery store and say, I know you. Where do I know you from?
That's a good feeling.
And you can speak to them, and the relationship goes beyond just work. It becomes personal.
Those networking at noons, I need a Red Bull before that. It's like networking on
exactly,
speed.
Exactly. And then the bagels and breakfast. You don't have enough time in a day, whether you're working for someone or your own business owner, to know what's up with various industries or even the politics. I mean, we hear snippets, but that's a good way for you to keep abreast, particularly of what's going on in Sandy Spring, when the mayor's race was running, you got the opportunity to see what all the individuals running their platform. So I think, to me, it's a good way to build those intimate relationships and long-lasting, and of course, build business and know what's going on where you live.
That's right. Will you be at the expo?
Oh, yes. I am, as a member of the chamber, a volunteer on the expo. Intellectual Concepts is providing the streaming media service for the chamber as well as the expo vendors. And I'm excited about it. I'm one of those companies, as Corey stated, with the economy, but what I decided to do is to do whatever I can to support the chamber, and I think people forget that. There's different mm-hmm. ways you can support different organizations. Mm-hmm. And it's just I just love it because we can be dysfunctional and very functional. Okay, what do we need? Okay, we go out and figure out different ways to skin a cat, and that's what life is about.
And it's a great referral source, too, for business owners.
Absolutely.
You know, you look at it, you want to do business with the local printer and the great bank, and you want to keep it local. So it is a great way for a business owner to build their business.
Absolutely. And you build, they get to know you. And people do business with you, not your business.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. You know, your husband's been a guest on our show.
Yes.
It's a small world in Sandy Springs.
Yes.
And that is another point I do want to make about the chamber, is that it is a small world, but yet it is, there are people from all over Atlanta that come to the Sandy Springs Chamber, right?
Certainly.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. We have people from, of course, Roswell, Alpharetta, all over the place. And a lot of times what we find too is that, Our members of one or maybe even two other chambers, too. So certainly, just because you would be a member of another chamber doesn't mean you could be a member of ours or vice versa. So, yes, we have members from all over the place, and we love that.
Are there any resources for maybe the person who's the aspirational entrepreneur or thinking about getting into business? Maybe they work for a corporation, but is this a good place for them to kind of make contacts and get their feet wet?
I would say definitely, because we do have people like DeLois who are members who have that experience. And mm-hmm. and I know DeLois would be more than happy to share
yes.
that information
right.
that she's learned. And we, of course, do have the Small Business Council, which I mentioned only briefly earlier. And that is a group that is real concentrated, of course, on small businesses
right.
and provides services for small business owners. It is just a year old, and so we're really working to develop that a little bit more and offer some more programs and more services for small businesses. But I would say certainly if somebody is interested in a startup or they, you know, are an entrepreneur,
right.
what have you, that we would be a good place for them to come and get some information.
Mm-hmm. Remember Tom from Massage Heights that
uh-huh.
was on our
yeah.
show? He spoke at one of the bagel and breakfast meetings, and it was interesting at the big table I was at how many people said, gosh, you know, that's an inspiration, because oftentimes people want to work for themselves or
right.
want to own something, and right now they might be a member of the chamber through another company. So
exactly.
there are a lot of resources. That was a great bagels and breakfast, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say we're pretty proud of the programs that we've been offering, and we really try to cater the programs to what we think the business community will care about. And so thank you for that good mm-hmm. feedback. We love to hear that.
And it's always good to see the mayor.
Of course.
Graceful and comes regularly to things.
She really does. She, of course, too, is a big supporter of the chamber, and we have been so fortunate to have the backing of the city council and the mayor. And as a matter of fact, our president, Sherry Wilburn, president of the chamber, traveled to China on an economic development mission with the mayor and some of the council members, and she got to know them really well on that trip, I think. But of course, you know, she came back with a lot of knowledge about you know, things in China and the people that they met with over there, and lots of exciting things to come with that too. And the chamber itself has kind of trying to develop a bit of an international business rather focus. So stay tuned for that, because we have all kinds of good things going on and coming up.
So is that to attract international businesses to headquarter here?
Well, it's actually the idea behind it is twofold. It is to attract some international businesses here to Sandy Springs.
Right.
But it also is to help the companies and the members who are looking to do international business.
Expand internationally.
But don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I think a lot of people think, well, someday I'd like to get there, and that's something certainly that I'd like to do, but
right.
you know,
do
who
do
knows
it?
How to do that.
Right.
And
yeah.
so that's what we're hoping to do with that little thing there.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And one last thing before we run out of time, I would love for you to touch on that 400 Club. because I, granted, I'm too old for it, but how nice would that have been
maybe
when I was younger?
Maybe the 800 Club.
I guess. Listen to that. Yes, that's another thing, too, that we developed in January of 2009. We really developed it and launched it fairly quickly, so we had a good group of people behind us with that, young professionals themselves that were real eager to see a group here in Sandy Springs for them. You know, of course, it's terrific having the chamber, but I think a lot of times for young professionals and from personal experience, it's hard to get out there and network with people who you feel like are years beyond you in terms of networking.
Right. Like old enough to be your parents.
And right. Sometimes,
I'm familiar
yes.
with that.
And are years beyond you in terms of just business things. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you still have a lot to learn. So that's what the 400 Club came from. And we feel like we've accomplished that. We do two monthly events. And one of them is a Knowledge at Noon, which is really kind of a professional development type thing that we do on a monthly basis. We have a different speaker come in and there's some networking. And then we do a monthly pub night too, which is more casual. And that's more of the relationship building, really get to know the other young professionals. And we're really looking this year to really launch a mentorship program through the 400 Club too. So we'll be looking for some mentors and looking to develop those relationships.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
It really is
who
a great idea.
Who spearheaded that?
Well, there was several people, and I don't really know. I don't want to
say the wrong name.
Just one person. But there were several people, and our chairperson is a man by the name of Stephen Walker, who is fantastic. He owns his own graphic design company, mm-hmm. and he's a young professional, and he is just unbelievable and has been so amazing with the things that he's done with this group. And I have an excellent committee that is working on the 400 Club,
that's
all
great.
Composed of young professionals. And, of course, the board members of the chamber lend their support, too. So it's a real team effort.
Are there any committees on work on startups?
Not specifically right now. We don't have anything like that.
Mm-hmm. But they do get a really nice welcome packet when you join the chamber. And, a startup would definitely benefit from that and all the resources. But that's an interesting point.
Yeah, and I think when the mentor program starts, I think that'll be one of the cornerstones of that program. What do you need to do as a startup? What are what ifs? What mm-hmm. are the ABC of starting a business?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts from y'all? We're running out of time. We want to make sure we give the information on the expo
The biggest
again.
Thing is it's free, right? The expo is free to attend.
Wow. Yeah,
the expo mm-hmm. is free, except for the lunch, and, of course, there's a
sure.
cost associated with that. But one other quick highlight, I want to make sure that, you know, everyone knows that we do have an economic forecast, and Roger Tutterow from Mercer University is going to be our guest speaker during that time frame. And Roger, I had the liberty of taking a couple of his classes, so I enjoy listening to him speak
because
right. he's very knowledgeable, especially when there's not a test associated with it. So, but just make sure that, you know, everyone comes out to the economic forecast. That's another one of those caveats that if you're looking to start your own business, you really need to know what to expect
in
2010 and 2011.
So let me get this right. I come for lunch. I get a great speaker and a great lunch. I get to mingle around and see all these businesses and the great exhibitors. And then I can go to this economic forecast.
Absolutely.
And the economic forecast is free, and to browse around all of the exhibitors is free.
That's free. And the after hours is free as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, terrific.
And parking is free. So that's an added benefit,
no
too.
No excuses.
No, parking is great there. I love down there because it's so easy to park and walk in.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not a nightmare.
And we have lunch tickets still available.
Thank you, Delois. That's right. We sure do, don't we?
Give us the website one more time.
It's SSPC Expo. Again, sspcexpo.org, and that's for Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber.
And if for no other reason, you need to come and come by the Radio X booth, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And visit Lee and I. And if you have any egg cartons.
bring egg cartons.
You bring some egg cartons. No, we would love to see you at our booth at the Radio X exhibit at the expo. And we are so excited about it, Lee.
Yeah, definitely.
We're looking forward to seeing everybody there. And to all of our listeners, we hope to see you on March 4th at the Westin Atlanta North. And until next week, I'm Amy Otta with the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Have a great day.